Anything you can say about Patrice Bergeron and those points?
I actually didn't want to see it tonight, but if you're going to tell me we're going to lose the game, then I'm glad I got to actually witness it live. I've coached against that guy for a lot of years and a lot of battles and playoffs, and he's a hell of a kid. I've gotten to know him over the years, and you cheer for him, and you marvel at all these years how he can still be an elite player. So it was well deserved.
How'd the game kind of get away from you in the second period? Just turnovers again?
Penalties, turnovers, a little bit of structure. In the end, they probably weathered a little bit of our storm in the first period, and they get out of the period 1-1. And then they throw us their storm, and it's 4-1. And so there's a difference in the game. I think our details, first of all, we couldn't kill the penalties off that we needed to, and then turnovers and some bad tracks and not protecting the areas of the ice that we did pretty much the entire first and most of the third. But it was, by then it's too little too late. And that's why they're elite team in the league. It doesn't go their way. They kept it together and stuck with it. And when it didn't go our way, we didn't handle it that well. So two good teams. It was a good game for the most part, but they deserved it more than we did.
What did you like most about the first and third period and how the guys played it?
Well, I loved the first. We were coming out and I thought we dictated play. We had our chances. We did everything we wanted to do, and we didn't. We just we weren't trying to manufacture stuff that wasn't there. We weren't taking a wide array of penalties. We stayed with it, and it just that didn't happen in the second, and that's where we have to grow from that.
Paul's up to 8 goals now. It's half of what he's had for a career high. What has he been able to do offensively for you guys that maybe he hasn't been able to do at this point in his career?
I don't know. We like Nick Paul. I can't answer for what he did in other teams. He does a good job for us.
But why has he been able to kind of find offense here with you? What has been the fit in the system?
I you have to ask him. We try and play players to their strengths and what they can do. He's played a wide array of roles for us. He kills. He's on our second power play unit now. He's afforded opportunities to check lines, and he's got some good wingers too, so that's probably helped him out with some. But puck's fine in the back of the net. When you shoot it, there's good chances, got a better chance of going in, and that's what he's been doing.
Coop, you mentioned a lot of different things going wrong in the second. Pat Maroon kind of narrowed it down to just some mental mistakes. Would you kind of agree with that assessment?
I think I laid it out. That's, all those mistakes are mental. You turn a puck over, it's usually not a skill thing. For the most part, it's a mental thing. And when our game plan and protecting the areas we needed to, again, we didn't do it near where we should have with our urgency of things. And so he's probably correct.
John, it's a small sample size, but Ballsers gets his first goal and generates some chances. What have you liked about his game?
Yeah, good finish tonight. He's finding his way, new kid in our team, and doing everything we're asking of him.
How's Ross?
We'll see.